The restaurant shutdowns caused by the pandemic has hurt independent dairies in central Illinois, so they're going old school.
We've got to be able to go from farm to porch.
That's Ken Ropp from Ropp Dairy Farm and Ropp Jersey Cheese. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, April 29th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the lawsuit against Governor J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home order. Charlie Schlenker has more.
Central Illinois lawmakers have reacted to a lawsuit by a Southern Illinois state representative, but pointing to what it might influence rather than any legal result it might have. A judge in Southern Illinois has ruled in favor of State Representative Darren Bailey of Xenia that the governor exceeded his authority in continuing the shelter in place. The ruling applies only to Representative Bailey. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis of Taylorville said during a call with selected constituents that the legal pressure put on the administration of the governor should encourage Pritzker to further adjust the order.
And I certainly hope it leads to calmer heads prevailing so that the governor and his team might be able to work with Representative Bailey and others who live in more rural areas and represent more rural areas to begin talking about a phased-in approach.
In his daily briefing Tuesday, Pritzker called the case a political stunt that affects one person. The Illinois Attorney General is appealing the decision. Pritzker has not yet signed the new stay-at-home order scheduled to start May 1st, but calls the representative and his attorney reckless. Pritzker says the lawsuit wrongly argues the governor's office is using emergency powers with ill intent.
That somehow we're intending to limit people's civil liberties. That's not the intention here. The intention, in fact, is to save people's lives.
Davis, who represents part of Bloomington Normal, urged conciliation.
I think the administration's going to have to hopefully sit down with Republican legislators like Representative Bailey and the Republicans in the General Assembly. Let's start looking at a regional approach. Let's start looking at success stories of how to fight this.
Another Republican lawmaker distanced himself from Bailey's case while holding out the possibility of other court action. State Representative and Deputy House Minority Leader Dan Brady of Bloomington Normal was also on the call with Davis. Brady said Bailey did what he thought was right for his constituents.
There's others of us that represent areas that we feel we need to do, and it may be a different approach. I hope we don't get into a situation as frustration tempers are high enough right now that this becomes a situation of litigation.
Brady says the governor's second order will help some, but did not include other things state Republicans want.
We did not get the data and specific modeling that we're asking the governor for and information. We did get the movement on healthcare systems for surgeries to be reopened. We did get some state parks reopened, but we want to see more of an opening in a regional manner for our businesses.
The new order would also require face coverings in public for anyone older than age 2. The rule applies both indoors and outside if people have to be closer than 6 feet from each other. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Meanwhile, two more cases were confirmed locally yesterday, bringing us up to 94. 80 of those people have already recovered. One person remains hospitalized. Statewide, it was the deadliest day yet for the coronavirus, with 144 additional deaths, plus 2,200 new cases. Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. Cranes is reporting that the coronavirus has led to Ford and Rivian canceling plans to develop an electric vehicle for the Lincoln brand together. That would have been Lincoln's first all-electric model. Caterpillar's first quarter sales and revenue declined 21% in the first 3 months of the year as the virus and related economic uncertainty swept the globe. And Chicago police have issued a citation for disorderly conduct to a homeowner following a crowded weekend house party that was condemned by Mayor Lori Lightfoot. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. Independent independent dairies in Illinois have had to be nimble to keep their businesses stable during this pandemic. Charlie Schlenker reports.
The restaurant shutdown caused by the pandemic has hurt independent dairies in Illinois and prompted them to revert to practices that faded out in the 1970s and 80s, home delivery. Matt Kilgus of Kilgus Farmstead in Fairbury runs a fourth-generation family-owned dairy.
We kind of, a couple weeks ago, felt like maybe we really bottomed out, and then here in the last 10 days or so, we've partnered with a couple Chicago suburban food pantries that have started to have a need.
Kilgus reports at one point sales were down more than 50%. He says after marketplace adjustments, they're down by only a third.
A lot of our markets before were the restaurants, the coffee houses. So we have shifted and picked up a few more retail outlets. And overall, the retail outlets we're in are much stronger than they were before, with everybody staying at home, eating at home.
In some parts of the country, dairies have begun disposing of excess milk by spreading it on the land as fertilizer. Kluge says he hasn't had to do that, and he doesn't think that's a problem in the state.
Just kind of the general pulse I've gotten from the Illinois Milk Producers Association is, I think producers are hanging in there and moving milk without having to dump.
Kilgus says he has allowed 35 cows to dry up from his herd of 150. In Normal Township, the Rop Dairy Farm and Rop Jersey Cheese did not have to dry up any of its herd. Ken Rop says they have 50 cows milking now and were naturally at a low point during calving season for some others in their herd of 130 when the pandemic hit. He says they hope the timing works out, that more cows will be milking in late summer when pandemic restrictions come off.
When first word came across the wires, we lost 40% just in restaurants alone. The other thing that's kind of compounding on that right now is also the loss of the Illinois wineries, because we had a lot of cheese service throughout the state.
As with Kilgus and its milk, Rob says the grocery stores have made up some of the drop in cheese.
They're all ordering more cheese just because they got hit so hard initially. The fortunate part for us on the cheese side is we can put stuff in inventory, unlike the bottlers. And so when the grocery stores started putting a cap on the customer coming in and buying any more than 1 or 2 gallons of milk, it didn't have a bearing on us on the cheese side, but it had a significant bearing on the bottlers.
Rob says current cheese sales are similar to the milk side, down by a third. They make 300 pounds of cheese on a daily basis, and it takes about a gallon of milk to make a pound of cheese.
We're gearing up to try something a little different. We're going to do some home delivery. We got to do something to build those numbers back up. And I think the tighter the restrictions get on the public, the more we've got to be able to go to them. We've got to be able to go from farm to porch. And I think that's the way that we're going to have to do it for the next month or two to really make a survival of it.
Rob says they'll deliver Kilgus bottled milk and their own cheese in a throwback to dairy practices of decades ago. He says he wants to be careful about overcommitting product during the pandemic because conditions will change again.
The golden question is, what is the other side of this whole thing going to look like? These restaurants, it's going to change the landscape. There's no doubt about that.
For the present, Rob says they'll deliver to homes and run the regular wholesale routes to grocery stores. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Before we let you go, the Unit 5 School Board meets tonight at 6, virtually, of course. They'll be electing board leadership and hearing a report on first day exclusion. That's the policy for the youngest students who have to have a physical and immunizations before starting school. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.